This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2023 Virgo New Moon. The new moon takes place on September 14th, 2023 at 6:39 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 9:39 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and on September 15, 2023 at 1:39 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 21 degrees Virgo, 57 minutes. Mercury is ending his retrograde through the details and practicalities of Virgo. Cheer if you want to. No doubt many people will. And then, consider. What are you going to do with what the past weeks brought you? Yes, do with it. Virgo is all about functionality and use. And conveniently, the sky is presenting a place to park your retrograde experiences and plant them in your garden. What efficient timing, perfect for, and one of the gifts of, the Mercury-ruled Virgo new moon. As with every new moon, this one invites beginnings, fresh starts, and next stages. The current ones involve or affect tangible aspects of existence, schedule, systems, body care, habits, as well as how you think about them. Virgo views these, as it views all of life actually, with critical analysis and an eye to improvement. And boy howdy, haven't we received a lot of information about that lately. With Mercury in its direct station at this new moon, pertinent details are fresh in your mind. What have you experienced, tripped on, reviewed, reworked, and rethought in the past 3 weeks? What did you simplify or clear out? What are you wanting to handle better now? Throw in your Venus retrograde experiences as well, July 22nd to September 3rd. Look at the two retrogrades as a protracted lab of self-discovery. Use what you learned about your worth, the value of your time, and how much or little of it you want to continue spending on the same little things. And approach this new moon accordingly. Likely you're going into this new moon with ideas, if not an actual to-do list. Running daily life more efficiently and supportive is definitely the task. And making bold, deep, sudden, and lasting changes is definitely in order. Habits, schedules, boundaries, the clarity of your thinking, all are in line for next leveling, maybe even skipping a level or two. If you know where the moon is falling in your chart, look at these factors in terms of the affected area of your life. The moon is traveling in a grand trine to the two cosmic change agents, Uranus and Pluto. The link to Uranus is tight, triggering liberating awakening. You mean I can just... The link to Pluto is wider, but the moon will complete the trine within a few hours on its way out of Virgo, birthing cellular-level focus and processing, and giving them staying power. You could have a bumper crop of ideas. A trine to Jupiter gives the moon the hyper-optimism and ambition of most New Year's resolutions, which are typically grandiose goals that typically sputter without much follow-through. Mercury square to Jupiter adds to the scale of thoughts and intentions. I could do this, and this, and also this. Other influences will rein them in. The moon's opposition to Neptune challenges some of this as magical thinking. The moon's inconjunct to the North Node is going to result in tweaking and adjustments necessary for the increased autonomy you're being called to assume. And the grand trine with Uranus and Pluto promises to shake up your intentions and narrow them down. So, make your lists. Make them detailed and practical and filled with the minutiae of your daily life. You may not be able to pull off everything you think of at this new moon. The most important fresh start may be in your perspective, and that has lasting usefulness. Learn more about this in my forecast for the month of September, which is up at my site, EmpowermentUnlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I host the show Celestial Compass on OM Times Radio on the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram and Threads at KABeal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.